Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Libby Dankman in for Larry Mantle with critics Peter Rayner, Charles Solomon, and Tim Cogshell. First up, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, returns Amanda Seyfried and Meryl Streep as co-stars with a few new faces. Ol Parker is the writer-director. Peter?
Yeah, beware of sequels that happen 10 years after the original movies. This really seems to me a cash grab for the hit of the first film. With a lot of, you know, B-side obitunes and a lot of overacting and a lot of not really good singing by actors who shouldn't be singing or dancing for that matter.
Look, part sequel, part prequel. And I'm sorry, I sat through
and
all this.
All bad.
I sat through all that mediocre singing and dancing in the first. You get that once from me. Once.
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again stars Amanda Seyfried and Meryl Streep. Ol Parker directed. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. The Equalizer 2, an action film starring Denzel Washington as the Equalizer. Antoine Fuqua directs. Tim?
I rather enjoyed this movie, which is interesting considering I didn't care much for the first one. This one is about friendship, a little bit about fatherhood, and of course, revenge. Mr. Washington kills a whole lot of people, but he explains to them why first.
I enjoyed this movie. I think for what it is, it's quite effective. Denzel Washington does a lot of over-under acting, which is effective.
The Equalizer 2 from director Antoine Fuqua and starring Denzel Washington. It's in wide release and it's rated R. Blindspotting is a comedic drama starring lifelong friends David Diggs and Rafael Casal, who also co-wrote the screenplay. Carlos Lopez Estrada makes his feature directorial debut. Tim?
It's a very powerful film. I think we'll be talking about this one during awards season. It's about a young man who got out of prison, and he has 3 days left on probation, and they are going to be the hardest 3 days of his life.
I think it's intermittently powerful. A couple of scenes really stayed with me. There's a violent streak in both of these characters that I think isn't really adequately dealt with on a psychological level, if not a sociological level.
Blindspotting, a comedic drama starring lifelong friends David Diggs and Rafael Casal. And you can see it at the Arclight Hollywood, the AMC Century City, and Landmark Theater in West L.A. Finally, McQueen. It's a documentary from director Ian Bonnot about British fashion designer Alexander McQueen. Charles?
A very interesting film about a striking figure in the history of fashion. Even if you're not interested in clothes, it's a compelling story and explains the darkness of so much of his work.
It's unflinching, and we get Alexander warts and all.
Yes, and the costumes are nothing if not flagrant.
McQueen, the documentary from director Ian Bonnot about the British fashion designer, rated R. You can see it at Landmark Theater in West L.A. For our critics, I'm Libby Dankman, in for Larry Mantle. Thanks for listening to Film Week right here on 89.3 KPCC, and have a great weekend.